Tuesday, the 29th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, we're coming towards the end of October, and this month we've been thinking about the Rosary and we've been thinking about the mysteries of the Rosary. But the other thing that I'm aware of that happens in this month of October, if you're in South Africa, is that lots of us have either started or are about to start our exams. And that can be quite hard, hey? And I thought that today we should look at, it's a Tuesday, we should look at one of the sorrowful mysteries. And maybe we can look at a mystery that says something to those of us who find exams hard. So today we're remembering Jesus carrying his cross. Somewhere else in the scriptures, not in the Passion of Christ, but when Jesus is teaching people, he talks about how we all need to pick up our cross and carry it. And here he's not talking about carrying his cross to be crucified on, but he's actually talking in that part of the scriptures where he says, pick up anyone who wants to follow me must pick up their cross and carry it. He's talking about how we must pick up and carry the things that we find difficult that we have to do in our life. And sometimes those can be very big things like carrying an illness or carrying a grief for somebody else who is ill or dying or who has died. But I think that this time of the year, there's something about picking up and carrying our cross of studying, of being ready for exams, and the cross of actually having to go into the exams. So I don't know about you guys, but I used to get quite nervous before exams. I could make myself sick worrying about exams, and I've known some children who get very anxious or very depressed. Some children even get so worried about exams that they do things to harm themselves. So these are a big thing in our lives. And I don't want you to get so worried about exams that they are destroying who you are. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the cross of exams. The truth is that even though lots of educators around the world worry about whether exams are the right way to assess children, the truth is that's the way that it's going to be unless something big happens to change it. Even COVID didn't stop exams. So I don't know what would stop them. So they are a thing that we just have to learn to deal with. But how do we deal with that stress and that anxiety? One way is to start by admitting it. So if you are somebody who finds exams worrying or scary, you need to find a safe person to tell that to. Now, I know some kids that I've had this conversation with have said, well, I can't tell my mom because whenever I say anything about exams, all she wants to know is, are you studying? Are you going to do well? Are you going to get an A? And that just makes me feel more anxious. And that's true. Sometimes our parents, who really want the best for us, can make us feel a bit more anxious. And that's when it's helpful to think about the other adults in your life. There might be somebody at school, somebody who's a teacher, maybe someone who's a coach. So I know my one son is very close to his tennis coach, and I think he can tell his tennis coach things that he finds more difficult to tell his mom and dad. Or maybe you have a soccer coach or a basketball coach or a swimming coach. Or maybe there's someone in your family, maybe a grandparent. I often think grannies are very good at stress. It's like they understand that life is bigger than exams and more things are going to happen. And that's true. And so telling a granny that you are worried can be helpful. Or maybe you might tell your godparents. There's a reason we have godparents. I always remember one time when my goddaughter phoned me up and she was very stressed about something. And when I said, should I talk to mom? She was like, nope, no, I don't want you to talk to mom. I just want to tell you. And I was, okay, all right, sweetheart, what do you need to tell me? And on the phone, she told me all about how stressed she felt. And then we thought about what she would do that would be helpful that didn't include telling mommy. So it can be really helpful to tell a godparent or an aunt or an uncle, somebody you trust, or a teacher at school. You know, the teachers at school want you to do well, that's true. But they also understand that not every child is going to do well in their subject. They know this because every year they have lots of children not doing well in their subject. They're not going to be surprised. And if you go to them privately and you say, "Can I talk to you, miss?" and you tell them about what's worrying you, often they will help, or they might help you find somebody else who will help even more. It's important to acknowledge that exams are stressful. They are frightening. Some of us do very well in them. Some kids love exams, but there are not a lot of them. Most kids find them a little bit frightening. There's somebody else that you can tell all about this stuff to as well, and that is Jesus. I would like to give you two ways to tell Jesus. The one is to write him a letter. If you have a journal, and even if you don't, you can just use a piece of paper, write a letter to Jesus telling him how you feel. And at the end of the letter, I want you to remember the thing that Jesus says to every one of us. It's the very last line in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus says, "I am with you always." That means Jesus is with you when you're writing maths, when you're writing English, when you're writing history, when you're writing Afrikaans, when you're writing isiZulu. Jesus is with you, helping you to write. And guess what? Jesus knows everything. The other is, I want you to do this one now. Close your eyes for me. I want you to take in a nice deep breath and breathe out. And we're going to remember those words that Jesus says in the Gospel of St. John when he comes and finds the disciples and they're all frightened. He breathes on them and he says, "Peace be with you." So I want you to take a nice deep breath in. Imagine Jesus breathing over you, saying to you, "Peace be with you." You breathe in Jesus' peace. And you let it fill your whole being. And as you breathe out, you let your body relax. And you breathe in. Imagine breathing in that peace Jesus is sending you. And you breathe out and you relax. And you breathe in. Nice deep breath. Breathing in Jesus' peace. And you breathe out and let your body relax. I would like you to do this just before your exam, when you're sitting at your desk waiting to write the exam and the teacher is about to hand them out or tell you to turn them over. Just before that happens, close your eyes for a few moments. Breathe in, think, "I'm breathing in the peace of Christ." Breathe out and say to your body, "You can relax. It's okay. You've got this, and God is with you." So we ask that every child who writes this year may sense God with them and may know that they are loved and they are safe no matter what the exams say or do. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.